Welcome today to our interview series with Outstanding Professionals. I am Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an exclusive interview with Vladimir Bedin, renowned National Innovation Awarded Executive and Entrepreneur, founder and CEO, Bedin Shop Systems, co-founder, EuroCloud Italy, and having one of the best five Cloud Azure services. Now, Vladimir, your outstanding contributions have significant global impact. Thank you for sharing your considerable expertise and wisdom with our audience.
Thanks to you, Stephen. We are a lean company with a long experience on software for retail store management, and I saw a big opportunity from cloud computing, and I decided to transform radically the company, both from technical and business point of view. Thank you.
So, Vladimir, you were recently invited to the World CIO Forum because of your outstanding, expertise. Can you just maybe share some of your experiences from the World CIO Forum?
Yes, I had been interviewed and I gave a lecture, a presentation, and I was very, very surprised by the advanced development and the big attendance to the show. And that was a very, very good experience for me, and it was my first time in China.
Now, Vladimir, can you talk about the benefits of Azure and why businesses should adopt its cloud service, Azure?
Yeah. For us, the main Azure advantage is its design from day one as a coherent platform as a service or PaaS, compared to simpler and lower level IaaS, which is infrastructure as a service. A PaaS forces and helps you to redesign software on new paradigms like multi-tenancy, scale-out, rapid elasticity, and so on. The practical advantages are a new generation of SaaS, software as a service, that can be the components of a completely new enterprise IT. Azure has both IaaS and PaaS competitive offering. And if you want to hosting a legacy application, then IaaS is the right way. But if you need to deliver a SaaS that is scalable, efficient, with high SLA and quality, then the redesign on top of a PaaS is the right way. It is like moving software production from craftsmanship to industry. The initial investment is higher, but the deployment and delivery costs are much lower. And after a certain threshold on the number of users, the TCO is much lower.
So what is the future of the cloud and the Azure services?
Well, cloud is the new normal, and the paradigm change imposed and favored by PaaS is being gradually metabolized. Azure has the additional advantage of Microsoft's strong presence on enterprise data center and a good offering on hybrid cloud.
Now, Vladimir, you've done an outstanding job with your solution that you've developed. Excuse me. Can you outline the value of Akite?
Yeah, Akite is the first POS and in-store SaaS designed from the ground to leverage the power of a modern PaaS. It is, by design, scalable and open to integration with ERP, CRM, e-commerce, and other systems. As in retail stores, POS are mission-critical, we choose the intelligent app approach to achieve a fast operation, seamlessly connected and disconnected, and a direct control on peripherals.
So what sector can benefit and why?
Well, after more than 20 years experience with small independent store and small to large chains, direct and franchise, we wanted a very general software that can be used in many sectors and in situation different through simple configuration. Customization would prevent the rapid deployment and the continuous evolution of native cloud software services. As configurability has obvious limits, we decided not to address the hospitality market and concentrate on retail in general, fashion included.
So, you know, you have an award-winning platform that was profiled by Microsoft worldwide. What prompted the creation of this platform?
Traditional software for retail store management was divided and is still divided on cheap and limited software for small stores and expensive and complex software for chains. And as demonstrated by Salesforce many years ago, it is now possible to have a cloud-native software service perfectly suited from one-man company to large corporation. This extreme scalability had been one of our main goals.
So how will you measure the continuing success of this program?
Well, the success measure is the adoption of the service. Up to now, we demonstrated in the domestic market that the service is suited to small independent as well to small, medium, and also to large chains.
So you've had this success in your local market. You're looking at the international market. What is your global expansion program and how will it be executed?
Yeah. So we are now ready to go international and we are searching partners abroad that can sell not only to small stores, but also to chains, a much more professional and high-touch sale process that requires also integration with central systems like ERP, CRM, and so on. Well, luckily, selling a SaaS to chains is simpler than selling traditional software. So we are trying in several countries to find the right partners, and that's our task now.
So with regards to your platform, and this is a sort of an additional question in this area, it's can you name some of your chains or stores that you've been able to bring on? Can you make any of that public?
Yeah. Some names are known only in Italy, even if they are important, like Limoni and the Brico Center, Key Point from post office, Italian post office. Others are more known worldwide, like Vodafone or TIM or Wind, which are in the mobile phone area, and many others.
Well, those are some amazing brands from a global standpoint. Everybody would have heard of those. So you've got a you got some good achievements there. Now, outside of the platform that you created, can you describe your most significant influential achievements and the practical outcomes seen today and forecasted into the future?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, you have this amazing career and you've been able to have a success. An example would be being invited to the World CIO Forum. Do you have others that you can talk about, maybe something significant or influential that you've achieved in the past? And then how that achievement maybe continues to be seen today?
Achievements, we had several awards, and we invested a lot in cloud computing, understanding what are the new paradigm of cloud computing. And what I find strange is how difficult it is for IT people to change point of view. But when you made the change, then everything looks very, very simple. But that's the change is very, very difficult. And I remember always that Edison did not see the new paradigm of the alternating current, for example. So it is something that human has difficulty in doing, the paradigm change.
Now, earlier in my introduction, I indicated you're the founder of EurCloud Italy. So that's a major achievement. What sort of prompted you to do that?
Well, when we started, we were very, very early, 2006, 2007. And so we were afraid of acceptance of this new model. So I found that EuroCloud was a way to develop awareness about cloud computing. But nowadays, this task is not necessary anymore because the cloud is a new buzzword. And eventually, what is important now is to distinguish cloud washing from real cloud solutions.
You know, Microsoft is the second largest company in the world today on technology. In fact, their stock has even gone up even further this past year. And yet, they have this huge platform, the Azure platform, which is used globally, and you were picked as one of the best in the world. Can you describe how that occurred?
Well, we follow all the evolution of Microsoft technology, and our CTO go each year to the world forums about new technology from Microsoft. And when Azure was announced, we already have some tests with Amazon Web Services. And we recognized immediately the big difference between a YaaS sold by Amazon and a PaaS that was the initial only offering from Microsoft. And we find that a small and focused software developer like us, operating on a niche market, should concentrate on application software and not on system engineering and maintenance of data center and so on. So we saw that this was the future for us, and we bet the company on it.
Now we're going to move into, again, sort of mining all of your experience you have. Do you have one sort of management or leadership lesson that you want to share?
Well, my group is small and lean, and I lead by example. I try to give the best example as possible because I feel that this is efficient, and really I don't have other leadership strategies than this.
Now, worldwide, there's this field of computing, and it's essential to governments and industry and academia and so on for survival today. Do you think computing should be a recognized profession like engineering or accounting with demonstrated professional development, adherence to the code of ethics and so on?
Yes, I agree. But, of course, we should allow exception for clearly brilliant people without high formal education. In USA, you have many examples of successful and competent college dropout. In Italy, we have the example of a famous architect, Carlo Scarpa, that died nearly 40 years ago, that was sued by envious colleagues for his incomplete formal education. So I agree, but we should allow also some exception.
Now, Vladimir, you do a lot of traveling, and you're working internationally and so on. Do you have any one or more stories you can share, maybe something amusing, surprising, unexpected, or amazing?
Well, really, I go to what I already said before. I don't have an exact story, a particular story, but a continuous astonishment on how a different point of view allow you to see or not to see what is obvious to the other. Cloud computing has an evolutionary aspect and a revolutionary one. Of course, the most interesting is the second one. But this requires a change of paradigm. And really, it's astonishing that I see sometimes is not seen even by very competent person in IT profession.
Now, if you chose the one topic area, do you see, or one or more topic areas, I should say, what do you see as some of the top challenges facing us? And maybe do you have any solutions?
Well, a topic that I care a lot is the transformation of enterprise IT that is now composed of silos and highly vertically integrated ERP. The main challenges in this is, one, the inward focus when integration also outside the company is now essential. Second, the difficult evolution of such systems. And third is the high cost of such an arrangement due to technical complexity. The answer can come from an ecosystem of cloud-native SaaS that allows the composition of a custom IT from standard and configurable components loosely coupled through asynchronous messages in an enterprise service bus. Each component can be chosen as the most suited to the needs of a particular company and can evolve independently of the other components. And when an enterprise needs change deeply, then some components can be changed without changing the others, leaving the rest as it is. So this can give low cost, high efficiency, and rapid evolution to IT that is now a dream.
Well, we're down almost to our last question, but before I ask that, I'm just going to ask one more on the World CIO Forum. You know, you were there for the couple of days of the forum, and then afterwards, are there any memorable parts of that experience, the World CIO Forum held in Xi'an, China, that you want to share?
Well, the high interest of people there and the enthusiasm of the volunteers that assisted us in such a different country, and also English is not known universally, so it was very, very useful to have these volunteers helping us. Really very a memorable experience for me.
Were there any presentations, for example, by the host country that you thought were interesting?
Yes, for example, the presentation from the Dutch responsible for government IT and the techniques he used to harmonize and give higher efficiency. That's a very, very good example, because all over the world bureaucracy tend to be very low tech and very silos divided, and so it was a very good lesson for all of us.
Well, we're down to our last question, and I'm going to turn the tables on you, and that if you were conducting this interview, what questions would you have asked, and then what would be your answers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one question that is usually asked is how cloud computing is possible without very high bandwidth in each office or store, in my case. And the answer is that the systems designed from the ground for the cloud are also very efficient from this point of view. Modern apps handle locally the user interface and cache for very reactive user experience, while the minimum amount of information is exchanged in the background with the cloud. And the design of this new generation of cloud apps has efficiency as one of the main pillars, but not only to reduce cost and the environmental impact, but also to increase scalability and user experience, also with limited and intermittent bandwidth, as for mobile POS, for example. Well, another question that is usually given is why cloud-native SaaS are strategic for companies and especially for retail. And my simple answer to this is that customers are already and massively in the cloud with their smartphones and tablets. On top of that, the way to foster innovation is testing fast new services and deploying rapidly the ones that prove successful, and the deployment should be very fast and low cost in all the stores or all the branches of an enterprise. Another thing that make cloud very strategic for every company is that, like, technology like Internet of Things and big data are cost effective only in the cloud. As chains in retail will sell more intelligent products and services, the only way to get data in real time from millions of devices and process in place with big data techniques is in the public cloud. Data is subject to a sort of force of gravity, even if it is composed of bits and not atoms. And moving data around the web is not free and takes time, something like moving water through a pipe, but dealing with lakes and not bath tubes. And another question is if companies will ever give up their single-tenant customized software for multi-tenant and configured SaaS. It is a big question. And I agree that it's very difficult to move from single-tenant customized software. And the bigger the company, the more difficult is to adapt to a finite set of configuration, even if they know that the return on investment for customization is usually low or negative. On the other hand, the advantage of SaaS are strategic. The cloud is the new normal and allow new business models, so it is a must.
Well, those are some very good questions and answers. So I'm glad you are provided your additional insights. You know, Vladimir, you have this very busy schedule because you're so much in demand. And thank you for sharing so much of your insights with our audience.
It was a pleasure and an honor for me. Thank you.
I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and this concludes our exclusive interview with Vladimir Bedin, renowned National Innovation Awarded Executive Entrepreneur, founder and CEO Bedin Shop Systems, co-founder of EuroCloud Italy, and one of the best five cloud Azure services worldwide.